Yeah, it couldn't have gone better so far. The, you know, we had the junior men's race this morning, and it was a very, very tough race, as we expected. A lot of riders doing very well, but a lot of riders having to, you know, stick to the facing here today, and then also the tough course. So the junior men's race went pretty well. We're just gearing up now for the senior women's race.
And the course today around Derry with a couple of challenging hills thrown in?
Yeah, certainly. You know, we've got the start and finish line is on Shipkey Street, but then you've got Chapel Road and you've got the Finchan Road, and you've also got the Foyle Bridge, which, you know, when you over it in the car, you might not notice, but I tell you what, when you over it on a bike five times, it starts to take its toll, and it certainly split up that junior race between this morning. We're expecting a lot of the same this afternoon.
Yeah, and the senior women's race, a big field for it as well?
Yeah, there is. You know, it's going to be hardly contested. We've got defending champion Aidan McChrystal here, and she would obviously be one of the favourites, as defending champions usually are, but she'll certainly not get her own way. And we had Kelly Murphy, who won the women's time trial in Newton on Thursday evening. I'm sure she's going to be, you know, very, very confident coming away from that victory. So definitely a very open race, given that there's such a varying terrain here, but you know, it would nearly be impossible at this stage to call a winner. It'll be exciting stuff.
Yeah, and no exaggeration to say, I mean, this is the cream of the crop, some of the best talent that there is out there.
It certainly is, you know, and not to keep mentioning the same names, but, you know, Eve McChrystal is a world European Olympic champion. Tomorrow we've got Tour de France riders, Tour of Italy riders, the very best of the men's Irish cycling team turning up for the men's race in the morning. So, you know, we're expecting huge crowds here on Shipley Street and the whole way around the course tomorrow. And that, you know, just reflects the calibre of cyclists that we've got here, those grand, just big crowds.
And just for anybody who's thinking to going along tomorrow to spectate, we've the junior women's race tomorrow and the senior men. So where's the best place to go? Where's the start? Where's the finish? And what time should one be there?
Well, there's going to be racing from 8 o'clock in the morning until about 2 in the afternoon. And to be honest, if anybody can get themselves to Quayside Car Park, park up on there, it's part of the race, and then get themselves on the Shipley Street, we have a struggling bus following the race, and that'll take anybody who wants to get on and off it to any part of the course. So it's a good opportunity to, you know, see the course, which does visit pretty much all of the city here, but still be able to make it back to watch the finish.
Yeah, and no doubt you're delighted with the response of all those who've come out, a lot of volunteering involved, and for the Foyle Cycling Club, you know, this is a great honour, and it must be with some sense of great pride also that you're hosting it.
Yeah, I'm trying not to think about that at the moment. I might get too wound up, you know, knowing where the club has come from 16 years ago when I was there. The club was founded, and you had 8 members turning up on a Sunday morning, and we thought we had a great crowd, and now we have, you know, this weekend we have 70 really marshals out. We have 153 members in the club, and it's just, you know, for a cycling club that's so young to have come so far and to bring such a huge event to the city, for myself to be chair of the club, it's just a huge honour, and I think everybody who is part of the club, and I think the whole city is kind of proud of what the club has delivered here.
And great, of course, to see such good weather.
Well, that's, you know, a lot of time the good weather can make or break an event, so I've heard rumours of the shower forecast for tomorrow, and today I'm standing in the bacon heat and thinking about my next layer of sun cream. I was getting a weather warning for lightning on my phone, so you just never know when this country might happen, but so far so good.